Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A trial for a North Iowa man accused of killing his wife is set for later this summer. On October 28th last year, the Hancock County Sheriff's Office did a welfare check in the 600 block of Way Avenue in Woden and found 56-year-old Karen Cruz unresponsive. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. 56-year-old Roger Cruz Jr. of Lake Mills was apprehended later that day in Minnesota and is accused of killing her. He has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, a Class A felony. Following a scheduling conference yesterday morning, his trial has now been set for July 24th in Hancock County District Court. Cruz also faces a third-degree burglary charge after he was accused of entering the home of Karen Cruz without permission on August 21st of last year. When he was arrested on the Class D felony in September, authorities say he admitted to going into the residence to retrieve his mail, but Karen Cruz claimed he also took divorce papers. His trial date on that charge is scheduled for May 1st. A Northeast Iowa 18-year-old has pleaded not guilty to leading law enforcement on a chase that resulted in his car going up in flames. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested Caden Brown of Castalia on December 30th after he was allegedly seen driving erratically on Highway 52 between Oshin and Kelmer. A caller reported that Brown hit another vehicle and drove away. According to the criminal complaints, Brown refused to pull over for deputies on Highway 52 and drove over stop sticks to escape. His vehicle was later found on a gravel road north of Kendallville, empty, on fire, and with damaged tires. Brown was located walking down the gravel road and was taken into custody. He has pleaded not guilty to eluding an OWI first offense, and his trial is scheduled for May 8th in Winnesee County District Court. Registration for youth baseball and softball through Nashville Plainfield Summer Recreation is due today. Program coordinator Leah Morris says students currently in kindergarten through 7th grade in the district can sign up.
It is a great way for them to learn leadership skills, to learn team building, hand-eye coordination, of course, and it's just a great way for get them outside the summer months.
Morris adds that parents can also get involved by volunteering to coach or work in the concession stands, their only fundraising source for the program and for new equipment. They're also looking forward to new youth fields as part of the new baseball-softball complex being built in Plainfield, which will also be the new home for both the Nashville Plainfield High School baseball and softball teams. However, until that's finished, the Huskies will play their home games this summer in Nashua. Morris says that will create a temporary squeeze on space for the youth program.
Currently, we are out two diamonds for this summer. So for this season, we all just have to be very flexible and understanding. Going forward, it will actually free up an extra diamond up here in Nashua if we need it for practice space, because our baseball field will be down in Plainfield. So we are adding two diamonds to the entire program at the end of the project.
For more information on registration for the youth baseball and softball programs, visit Nashville Plainfield Summer Recreation on Facebook. Through its Henry's Heroes program, the Deb and Jeff Hansen Foundation and Iowa Select Farms recently delivered 500 dream kits to organizations helping children being rehomed due to unsafe and unstable family environments, including two nonprofits serving North and Northeast Iowa. The dream kits include a wheeled luggage tote, large blanket quilt, plush animal pig, toiletries and essentials, medical supplies, and coloring kits to spark imagination. Jamie Horbach with Iowa Select Farms, based in Iowa Falls, said, "The reality is thousands of children across Iowa do not have a permanent or safe place to call home, facing unimaginable family situations such as neglect, violence, mental health challenges, substance abuse, and homelessness. We hope the dream kits act as a gesture of love and support, create a sense of familiarity and comfort to these kids, and inspire them to dream big despite their current circumstances." 500 dream kits in all were donated to 6 organizations across the state, including Crisis Intervention Service, serving Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Floyd, Franklin, Grundy, Hancock, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties, plus Domestic Sexual Assault Outreach Center, serving Butler, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Floyd, Grundy, Hamilton, Hancock, Hardin, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties. The U.S. Department of Education's Early Childhood Homelessness State Profile and the Kids Count Data Center estimate that nearly 7,000 children under the age of 6 in Iowa, approximately 1 in 34, experienced homelessness in 2019. Additionally, more than 4,100 children were in foster care in Iowa in 2021, and of those children, 26 had more than 2 placements. In that same year, 267 youth in Iowa were in juvenile detention or correctional facilities. Tomorrow afternoon on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa men's basketball at Northwestern. Pregame at 3:30, tip-off at 4:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.